Good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Haftarah share. We are holding an Haftarah from Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech. This is the last of the Sheva de Nechamta. The Haftarah is over here. Over here we're going to see Sois Osis. It's in Yeshaya Samach Aleph, Perek Yud. Over here, Klal Yisrael Tzion responds to the words of Nechama that was spoken to her so far. And with that we begin the Haftarah. Sois osis b'Hashem. I will rejoice intensely with Hashem. Togel nafshi b'Elokai. My nefesh, my soul, shall exult with my Ribbono Shel Olam, with my God. Kehil bishani bigdei yesha. For He has dressed me in the clothes of Yeshua, of salvation. Me'il tzedaka. Ya'otani, in a robe of tzedakah, of righteousness, has He cloaked me. Kechasan yichayin pe'er, like a chasan, who puts on these beautiful, priestly, glorious garment. V'chakalo ta'ad echeileo, and like a kala, who bedecks herself in her jewelry. So the Mefarshim say on this, the Binas and Mekroyis will say from, says a Navi Oimer, the Navi saying, Shekein Toimer Yerushalayim Beis HaGeula. This is what Yerushalayim will say at the time of the Geula. V'yesh Mefarshim, some say, Shekein Yomer Yisrael B'shuvam Me'agolius. That this is what Klal Yisrael are going to say when they come back from Golius. Sois Osis B'tshuvas Hashem. That we will surely, intensely rejoice with the salvation of Hashem. V'togel Nafshi Be'ezer Lekai. And we will, our nefesh, our souls, will rejoice with the help of Hashem. Yesha is Bigde Yeshua. These are clothes of salvation. Me'il is a Lashon Beged. Yatani is Inyan Atifa. This is a Lashon of cloaking themselves. Kechasin ash yilbash levushe pe'er kekoyin gadol. Like a chasan who wears the vush of a kohen gadol, these glorious clothes. Ta'ade ash tiskashet kelea betachshiteh, like a kala who adorns herself with beautiful clothes and tachshitim and jewelry. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Kicha Oretz Toitzi Tzimcha. For as the earth brings forth her growth, Uchegana Zeiruah Tzatzmiach, and as a garden causes its sowings to grow, Kain Hashem Elokim. Yatzmiach tzedaka usehila neged kol agoyim. So to Hashem lekim, will cause tzedek, which is righteousness, and tehila, that's praise, to grow in the face of all the umas and all the nations. Zokta mefarish ki himshel Yisrael Yeshuas Yisrael letzemach. The Navi compares the salvation of Klal Yisrael like a growth, like a tzemach, letzemach haaretz. The growth of the ground, ki hoya garger nifsad, because the seed gets ruined, v'nishchas, and destroyed ba'aretz. V'achar kach yitzmach, then afterwards it's going to sprout, v'yischadish, and it's going to renew itself. U'migarga echod yeitzu kama gargerim, and from one little seed, a lot of seeds will be produced. Kein Yisrael, so to Klal Yisrael, shoy yomim rabim begolus, nishchasim v'nifsadim. Klal Yisrael were for many, many days in golus, destroyed, battered, and shattered. Ukemat avda tikvasam, and kemat, all their hope was lost. However, be'agia eisa geula, but when the time of redemption comes, yitzmechu, they will sprout, v'yifru, v'yirbu, and they will multiply and increase, v'yesifu, and add on, al mashahoyu b'misbar, v'chavaydu v'gedula, they're going to be increased in numbers, in honor and in greatness, yoyisu mashahayu, more than what they were originally, kifle kiflayim, double. Taitzi means metzia, they will get put forth, zeru'eh, zeroinim, its seeds, yatzmiach li Yisrael, it will sprout for Klal Yisrael. Now that's the end of Perek Samach Aleph. The Haftarah continues in Perek Samach Beis. And what is this over here? Eluhem divrei Hashem. These are the words of Hashem, Ba'oid Yos Yisrael Begolus, while Klal Yisrael still was in Golus. V'chol ha'nevuah hi neged Yerushalayim. The whole nevuah, the whole prophecy is neged Yerushalayim. Sagt auf Teure weiter. Leman Zion le Echeshe. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. Uleman Yerushalayim le Yeshkoit. And for Yerushalayim's sake, I will not be still. Ad Yeitze Chanoiga Tzidko. Until her tzedek, her righteousness, shall go forth like a bright light. V'Yeshua saw. And her salvation, Kelapid Yivor. Like a flame, it will flame like a torch. So I will not be silent, and I will not be still until the tzedek will go forth like a bright light, and Yeshua, salvation, will flame like a torch. Zok de Mefarish, what does that mean? Laman Tzion, asher nikra shmi olea, that my name is called on it. A girl as Yisrael, I will redeem Klal Yisrael, v'lo yechsha, I will not be silent. Eshkoit. Al masha osu la umayis. And I will not be silent to what the Ummahs, the foreign nations, did to Klal Yisrael. There won't be any peace or rest in front of me. That's a lashon of shining. That's a torch. That's the torch that the fire goes on top. And it makes this large, large flame. Yivor means yidlak. It will be ignited. It's like this beautiful big torch that's burning. Sheyiru oisil merochik, that you'll see it from a distance. Kain tzitchacha v'yeshuascha, so to your Ribbono Shel'Olam's tzedek and his Yeshua, yiru oisai hagoyim merochikim, so the foreign nations will see them. So it's going to be seen from afar, at a great distance. Pasuk beis, v'ro'u goyim tzidkeich, and nations will perceive your righteousness. V'chol melachim chvaydeich, and all kings your honor. V'koyrei loch shem chadosh, and you shall be called a new name, asher pi Hashem yikovenu, which the mouth of the Ribbono Shel Olam will articulate. What does this mean? Zok de Mefarish. Tzidkei chatzadokah she'esel l'chol Yerushalayim, the tzedakah that I'm going to do to Yerushalayim. There will be a new name called to Yerushalayim. Asher pi Hashem yikvenu yifarshenu. And that Hashem will articulate and express. V'hu amar l'kamon pasuk dal. That will see in pasuk dal what that is. Pasuk gimel. V'hayis ateres tiferes biyad Hashem. Then you shall be a crown of splendor in the hand of Hashem. Utsnif melucha v'chaf elikoyich. And a royal headdress in the palm of your God. Zok de Mefarish, what does this mean? Ateres teferes, kester shel pe'er v'yoifi. This is a crown of glory and of beauty. Utsnif is a lashon mitznefes, is a lashon of a headdress, of a mitznefes. Like we know the Kehanim used to wear a mitznefes. Pasuk Dalid. Lo yeyomer loch oid azuvo. It shall no longer be said of you, forsaken one. Ula'artzeich lo yeyomer oid shemama. And of your land shall no be longer said, desolate place. Ki loch yikare cheftzi vo. For you shall be called, my desire is in her. Ula'artzeich, and your land, ba'ula, settled. Ki chofetz Hashem boch. For Hashem, Hashem's rotzon, Hashem's desire is in you. Ve'artzeich tiboel, and your land shall be settled. Zok de Mefarish, what does that mean? Lo yiyomer loch, lo yiyomer oid alech alayich, sha'at azuva me'Hashem. It will not be said about you anymore that you are forsaken from Hashem. Cheftzi vo, my desire is in you. Yomer alayich, they'll say on you, she'esa oretz. The land that my desire is in, ve'eina nezeves mimeni, will not be forgotten from me, left from me. Ba'ula means miyusheves, will be settled. Pasuk hey, ki yival bochor besula, as a young man lives with a besula, a maiden, yivaluch bonayich, so too your children shall settle in you. Umesayis chasan al kala. And like a chasan is his rejoicing over his kala, yosis alayich lekoyich, so shall Ribbono Shel Olam rejoice over you. It's going to be Mardik Asimcha. Zog the Mefarish. Ki Voil. Ki Moshe Bacher Noise Besula. Like a Bacher marries a Besula. Yashvim Yachad Beli Pirud. So they dwell together without any Pirud. Without any separation. Any arguments. Ken Yis Yashvu Bach Bonayich. Vela Yisporedu Mimech. So to your children. Will settle in you and not be separated from you. Just like the simcha, the rejoicing, the happiness that a chasan has over his kala, so too Hashem will rejoice over you all the days. Pasuk Vav. Upon your walls, Yerushalayim, I have assigned Shomrim, guardians, all the day and all the night, continuously. They shall never be silent. Hamaskirim es Hashem, reminders of Hashem. Al domi lachem, let yourselves not rest. Zogt mefarish vos meintos. Al choy mesayich. Al iskei choy mesayich. On the matters concerning your walls. If kadati lashon minoy, it's a lashon of appointing. Shomrim. Guardians, lichtoiv sefer hazichronis, to write the book of memories. Shelo yishtakach zchus avos mufanoi, that the zchus of the fathers, the avos, should not be forgotten from before me. V'ashomrim hem malachim hamazkirim es Hashem. Who are these shomrim? These are the malachim, the heavenly angels that remember the Ribono shel Olam and remind him al churbono, about the destruction. Livnoise, to rebuild it. Lo yechashu, lo yishtaku, they're not going to be silent. Milahazkir zchus am lefanoi, for mentioning the merits of Klal Yisrael in front of me. Amaskirim es Hashem. They mention Hashem, remind Hashem, ki ilu anavi mizarzim. It's ki ilu the anavi is being mizarzim. Atem amaskirim es chus avos. You're the ones that remind the Ribbono Shel Olam of the chus avos. Al domi, al tachrishi milahaskir. Don't be silent from mentioning it. If I cared, mention the chus of the avos to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk zayin v'al titnu domi loy. And give not any rest. Ad Yichoinein, until he establishes Ve'ad Yosim Es Yerushalayim Tehila Ba'aretz, and until the Ribbono Shel Olam sets Yerushalayim as a praise in the land. Look at the Mefarish, what does this mean? Ve'al Titnu Lo Yisanichu Es Hashem Lishtek Milivnoisa, do not let the Ribbono Shel Olam from being silent, from rebuilding it. Yichoinein is Lashon Kan Ubaz, is a Lashon of a base. Ad Yichoinein es Yerushalayim al Kano B'sis, until the Ribbono Shel Olam establishes Yerushalayim on its buses, Tehila Ba'aretz, V'yasim Ma'isel Lepe'er, L'Sehila B'Kerav Ha'aretz, and he makes Yerushalayim as the glory and the praise amidst the land. Everybody's going to talk about it, and it's going to restore the old glory plus to Yerushalayim. Pasuk Ches, Nishba Hashem B'yaminoi, U'Vizraya Uzoi, Hashem swore by his right hand and by his powerful arm. Im etein es degon eich oid ma'acholai vayich. I will not give your grain any longer as food for your enemies. Vim yishtu v'nei necha tiroisheich asher yagat boy. And foreign sons, alien sons, shall not drink your wine for which you have exerted yourself. Zokte mefarish, what does this mean? Nishba Hashem, Hashem has sworn, Hanavi Yomer Yisrael bin Achama. The Navi says with his comforting words to Klal Yisrael, Hey Nishba Hashem b'yamino v'zrayu uzay. The Ribbono Shel Olam has sworn with his right hand, and v'zrayu chaskoy, and his strong, powerful arm. Im etein inyan shvuahu, this is a lashon of a shvuah. V'gozam v'leyomer v'arehu ka'odom, ha'omer kach v'kach, yiyem es adav azeh, it's like a prison. That says this and this will be if I do this and this thing. So it's a guzm over here. He doesn't explain it. Tiroshach is yenach, your wine. Yagat bo b'avidosa, you worked and exerted yourself. La'osvei la'bayis, to gather it into the house. Pasuk tes, ki me'asfav yoichlu v'hilalu es Hashem. For those who have harvested it shall eat it and praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. U'mekabtzav yishtuhu b'chatzreis kotshi. And those who have gathered it in shall drink it in my holy courtyards. Zokta Mefarish, Pasuk Tes. Ma'asvav ha'ma'asvin oisei labayis him yoichlu asadog. And the ones that gather it into the house, they're going to eat this grain. Ve'hillu as Hashem ad alashpo ha'toyve for this great hashpo, the shefa, yishtu as a yayin, they're going to drink the wine. And they're going to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam for it. Pasuk Yud. Ivru, Ivru, basha'arim. Go through the gates. Panu derech ha'am, clean the people's way. Soilu, soilu, hamasila. Beat down the highway. Saklu me'evan, clear it of stone. Harimu neis al ha'amim, raise a banner over the peoples. Zokta mefarish, what does that mean? Ivru, hu maimra novi ala umais. This is what the novi is telling the goyim. Ivru b'shari ye'ir, lolechas asada, try to come into the entrance of the city. To go to the field, ufanu mimichshol, and then go remove all the stumbling blocks. As a derech, asher yelchu by Yisrael, loshuv la'aretzim, and clear the way, the path, the highways that Klal Yisrael are going to use to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Soilu kofshu es hamasila, derech li yoyz noyach l'leches boy. Then pave the way that it should be nice and smooth and pleasant to travel on. Saklu me'evan, hashlichu misham avonim mi'yos nisha sham evan michshel. If there's any stumbling blocks, there, throw them away. Yesh l'poyser gamken al Yisrael. This could also be interpreted. It's going on Klal Yisrael. She yeshuvu b'tshuva that they're going to do tshuva shleima ve'siru yetzara hanimshel le'evan milvavchem. They're going to remove that yetzara which is compared to a stone. The Gemara says in Sukkah. Yecheskel kari evan. The Gemara says it's called a stone. The Gemara says in Sukkah nun beis. The yetzara is called a stone. It has seven names, one of them is a stone, so the bunch was going to remove the Yetzirah, which is compared to a stone on your hearts. Harimu neis, agbiu kloinus, l'ramiz l'umas, l'havi es Yisrael artzim, raise this banner to symbolize to the nations that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to bring his people back to Eretz Yisrael. Now why is the Yetzirah compared to a stone? Because a stone is very heavy on a person's heart. So to the Yetzirah makes things so difficult, and he comes up with a million excuses why you shouldn't do something. You want to be kaveya time to sit and learn. Kavatitim l'teira. He says, no, this, you're too tired. You're not too tired. You're too hungry. It comes up with a million reasons. And it makes it like a stone on your heart. He doesn't let you do it. He weighs you down. But the idea is, saklu me'evan. You want the evan to be removed. You want that yetzirah to be removed. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hinei Hashem Ishmiel k'tei oretz. Behold, Hashem has made her to the end of the earth. Imru levas Tzion. Say to the Bas Tzion, to the daughter of Tzion. Hine yisheich bo. Behold, your Yeshua, your salvation has come. Hine sechara itoi. Behold, his schar is with him. Ufu lasei lefonav, and his wage is before him. Zokta Mefarish, what does this mean? Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hishmiya shebozman ha'geula. Let them know that the time of the geula has come. Hinei scharoi. Shemuchan losis la'avodav muchan itoi. The schar, the reward the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give to his avodim is prepared with him. He has it. Ufu losis schar pa'ula shepola imoi lefon amoi lefon of whom muchan losis. The schar of the people of Klal Yisrael that they did, the Ribbono Shel Olam is ready to give them. Pasuk Yud Beis v'karu lahem am hakodesh geulei Hashem, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed ones of Hashem. V'lochi kare Jerusha, and you shall be called the sought after, ir loy nezava, a city not forsaken. Zokta Mefarsh, what does that mean? Lahem li Yisrael, Teklal Yisrael, V'loch li Yerushalayim, Jerusha will be called the city Yerushalayim, Ir, Shashem Deirish B'Shloima, that it's a city that Ribbono Shel Olam seeks and finds, wants to know if everything is doing good. V'loy Nezva Mimenu, and Ribbono Shel Olam is not left from it, and it is not left from Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not forsaken. That finishes Perek Samach Beis, we start Kapitel Samach Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. The Haftarah continues, Mizeh Bomi Edoim, Chamutz begodim ibatzra, ze hador belvushai tzoya bereiv koichai. Mize bami edaim. Who is this that comes from Edaim? Chamutz begodim ibatzra, with filthy of garments. from Batsra. Zeh Hador Belavushoi. It is this one who was majestic in his lavush, in his clothes. Tsoya Berev Koichoi, who was girded with Ribbono Shelayim's Mordeka, with his abundant strength. Ani Medaber Bitzdaka. It is I who speaks in tzedakah and righteousness. Rav Leishia, abundantly able and capable to save. Zokta Mefarish Vos Meintos. Mize Bo Nisnabi Anovi. The Novi is saying Navu over here. Al Sha'amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is the Ribbono Shelayim said. Sha'osid Latzis Nakama Be'edom, the Ribbono Shelayim, the future will take revenge against Edom. V'hu b'chvoidoyu v'atzmai yaroig esar shalahem t'chilo. And the Ribbono Shelayim b'chvoidoyu v'atzmai will kill their sar first. V'achar kach el Edom yerid. And afterwards Ribbono Shelayim is going to descend upon Edom. V'hanovi medaber b'loshin milchama is b'nei Adam. And the Navi speaks in the words of the way warriors go out to war. Levushei begadim, they're wearing all their garments. Ubahargam, and when they kill people, hadam nitas al begdeim, and when they're killed, so the blood gets drips on their begadim. Ki kein derech hakoisvim aksuvim medabrim b'shchina kederech bnei adam, because this is the derech of psukim to speak. Even though we're talking about the shchina, the kederech bnei adam l'saber es ha'ozen mashi yichayil l'shmoya. Shein lahavin ulahazin bereiv druas elokeinu lashmira kemoiz shehi. It's just that we could understand it, so the pasuk speaks in a language that we could understand. The avada, you see, five times Yad Hashem, that ish milchama, we find it from the shayinus. So the Ramban speaks out the avada benchem doesn't have a yad. Ein loy guf, ein lo masiga guf. But it's spoken in a way that sheyicholim bnei adam lahavin ulahaskil. Lets the ear know, the person understand with the way he can understand. So that's what the pasuk speaks over here. Me, v'goimer Yisrael oimer. Klal Yisrael says, "Mi hu zeh sheba mi Edom? Who is this one that comes from Edom? Umi Batsra, from Batsra in begadim tzvuim medam with blood soaked garments. Chamutz is called davar shum isnayit bereichoy b'marisa inoifel by loshen chimutz. Anything that has a smell and gets ruined and destroyed because of its smell and its appearance. So you use the lashon of chimutz. Mi batzra mi eretz moyav hi. Where is that? That's the land of moyav. Aval lifisha emida melech le'edoim. But since they were maimed a melech to edoim, k'ma shekosav in bereishis lamed vav lamed gimel, lefichach tilak imoim. Since the edoimim appointed a king in edoim, in moyav, fakert batzra, they appointed in moyav, therefore they're going to get punished with them. Zeh mizeh shahaya hader belvushay. Who is this one that was glorified in his clothes? Va'achshav neslachlu begadav adam. Now his clothes are all sullied with blood. Tzayeh v'hu chagor v'nezeh b'rev koicha. And he's girded and belted with his abundant power. Ani v'goyimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu meshiva. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Ani hu sha'olse lefonai l'daber b'tzitkas ha'avos u'b'tzitkas doiri shal tzara. It was me that was oil in front of me to speak in the righteousness of the Avos, and the righteousness of that generation, of that the tzaras they went through, v'tzadakti, v'tzitkasi gam hi imoim, and my tzedakah, my tzitkas is with them. V'lechei neglesi li yisrav le'ishia, therefore I revealed myself to be an abundant and in helping you, and saving you, and bringing about your salvation. Pasuk Beis, Madua Odoim Lilvushecha. Why do you have this red stain on your garments? Uvagodecha Kidoirich Begas. And your garments as one who treads in the wine vat. Why are you so sullied in red? Zokt the Mefarish Madua, Vahem Shoilim. They ask, Madua Bagadecha Adumim. Why are your clothes red? Uvagodecha Meluchlochim. Kibigde Hadoirich. Begas, your clothes are all filthy, like someone who tramples in a wine vat. Lohitzi ayayim in an oven, to remove the wine from the grapes. Shebek begodov, meluch lochim, miatazas ayayim, because the wine spritzes, it sprays all over him. So therefore his begodim get all dirty. Pasuk gimel, pura darachti levadi. A wine press, I trod by myself. May amim ein ish iti, and from the nations, not a man was with me. Ve'edrichem ba'api. And I trod on them in my anger. Ve'ermesem ba'chamosi. And trampled them in my wrath. Ve'yez nitzcham al begodai. And their blood, which is their life source, spurted out onto my garments. V'chol malbushai egolti. And I soiled my garments. Zokta mefarish vasmentos, pasuk gimel. Pura derachti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meshiv. The Rebbeinu Shlom answers, Ani yulevadi darcha pura. I was the alone, is the one that has trampled upon this wine press. Shigasa novim. Nikra ken ki shem afar manovim loitziyayim. That's where they spread out the grapes and they crush them to produce wine. It's not because of your schus that I killed the sar of Edom. Faked, it's because of my tzitkas, the tzitkas of Hashem. Einish iti misyatzev lefani lilochem. There's nobody. I have no adversaries. There's nobody fighting against me. Va'api bekaisi with my anger. V'yez nitzcham domam tiftef al begadoi. Their blood has dripped on my begadim. V'yez is loshen azol, loshen of spraying. V'nitzcham domam shehu takfay v'nitzchayin shel adam. That is the person's his gvura and his strength is his blood, his life blood. Galti is loshen lichloch, is loshen of dirt. Lichlachti kol mabush. I have soiled all my garments. Pasuk hey, the abit pasuk dalid ki yoyim nakam belibi. For the day of nakama is in my heart, ushnas geulai bo, and the year of my redemption has come. What's meant as pasuk dalid yoyim nakam kvar zman rav hoye belibi yoyim nakam linkam beuma, is already for a long time. I have been waiting for this day to take revenge of the Umis Ha'olam. I had it planned out for many years. Now comes the time for me to redeem my nation and take revenge against the nations. Pasuk hey, vi abit vi einoizer. I looked, but there was no helper. Ve'shtoimem, and I was astonished. Ve'ein soimech, but there was no supporter. Vatoish al Yisroi. So my arm saved from me. V'chamosi hi simachosni, and my wrath, my anger supported me. Zokta mefarish ve'ein oizel Yisrael, there was no savior for Klal Yisrael. V'shtoimim loshen shtika, I was silent. Ka'adam oimid v'toya v'shoisik v'timhoin, a person's wondering and he's astonished. What's going on? Echrashti, I was silent. Liroisim yesh soimich oisim ve'ein soimich, there's anybody that's going to support them or not. V'chamosi yisim achosni, chamosi sheyesh li al umah, is my anger that I have over against the nations. Ani katzafti ma'at al ami, I got a little bit angry at my nation. V'hema azru l'ra, and they helped with that evil. Yisim achosni chizke yadi v'oiris libi liparmem, and since they assisted in when I was angry to take revenge of the Yidden, therefore I am going to take revenge of them and punish them. V'av b'shein Yisrael ru'uyim, even though Klai Yisrael is not Royu, and they're not Hogam for Geula, but nevertheless, my anger against the Umas Ha'olam for helping me express my anger and take revenge of Klai Yisrael, even though Klai Yisrael were not Hogun, and they're not Royu for Geula, they're not worthy of being redeemed, nevertheless, my anger against Klai Yisrael was the Machriya. My anger against the Umas Ha'olam was the Machriya, and therefore, I come and redeem you. But not in your schus. Pasuk vav vi avus amim bi api va ashakrim bachamosi. I trampled people in my anger. Va avus amim ba api. I trampled people in my anger. Va ashakrim bachamosi, and I stupefied them with my wrath. Va oirid laaretz nitzcham, and threw their blood, their life blood, to the ground. So Rashi, Dr. Mefarish, pasuk vav va avus inyan remisa, lashon of trampling. Va ashakrim. Vashakreim, Ashko isam kois chamosi. I'm going to give them to drink the cup of my anger, my wrath. Achi yishtakru mimenu, yishkru mimenu, until they become shikr from it. Nitzcham is geulas nitzchayinam. That's the redemption of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Zayin, Chastei Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, Azkir, will I mention. Tehilois Hashem, the praises of Hashem. Ki al koil asher gimalonu Hashem, in accordance with all that Hashem has bestowed upon us. Virav tuv leveis Yisrael, and His abundant goodness to the Beis Yisrael, the house of Klal Yisrael. Asher gimalom, which He bestowed upon them. Kirachamov, in His compassion, Ucharoiv Chasadov, and in His abundant kindness. Zokta Mefarish, Pasuk Zayin, Chazdi Hashem Azkir. I will mention the Chesed of Hashem. Hanovi Yoimir Azkir, as Yisrael, as Chazdi Hashem, Shaosimom. The Novi says to Klal Yisrael, I will remind Klal Yisrael of the Chesed Hashem that He did with them. Tehilas Hashem, the praise, Ve'ezkor, Ve'azkir Hashem, Eroi, Laharbis Tehilas Hashem. And I will remind them that it's only proper to increase the praises of Hashem, ki al koil kifikol atoiv Hashem alonu, lefi all the good that He's bestowed upon us. Rav tov asker, I'll mention it, I'll remind them. Asher gomel b'nei Yisrael berachmav loy lefi maseihem, the Rebbeinu Shalom redeemed them not because of their actions. Fakeret, it was only because of His rachamonis and His sin against the goyim that He redeemed us. So loy b'schuseinu, only with the chesed of Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's what the Navi is saying. Chaz di Hashem asker. Tehilos Hashem, Kal Koil Hashem Gemalonu Hashem, Rav Tuv Leveis Yisrael Hashem Gemalom, Kirachma V'Choyv Chasodov. I'm going to remind you the Chesed of Hashem, and Memele I'll remind you to praise Him and all the good that He's done for us to Beis Yisrael. But it all came Kirachma because of His compassion, Ukarev Chasod because of His abundant kindness, not because Klal Yisrael was roy and hugging for it. It's not the Chesed of Ribbono Shel Olam. For He said, yet they are My people. Bonim lo yishakeru, children who will not be false. And He was up to them as a savior, as a Mashiach. Zokta Mefarish. Vayomer Hashem, b'chol eis shayim achisin lefan, of all the times that they got Ribbono Shel Olam angry. Ach ami heimo, afal bisha galu lefana ishivdugu bi. Even though it's revealed in front of me, the Ribbono Shel Olam says that they're going to rebel against me. We call mokayim ami heim. Nevertheless, they're My people. Vareihem lefanai kebanim. They're before Me like sons. Asher lo yishakeru alamis. That forever they will not be false. So therefore, vayihilu lemoishiyah. For that reason, I will be their savior. Pasuk Tes, you see the Chesed of Ribbono Shel Olam, that even at the time that they were doing the Chet, Ribbono Shel Olam was saying this. Behold, Tzarasim Lo Tzar, in all their troubles, He was troubled. Behold, Tzarasim, and all the troubles of Klal Yisrael, Lo Tzar. It's a Kri and a Ksiv over here. The Ksiv is Loi, but the Kri is Loi with a Vav. The Ksiv again is Lamed Aleph, Loi mit an Aleph. The Kri is Loi mit a Vav, Lamed Vav. So in all their troubles, b'chol tzarasim lo tzar, He was troubled. U'malach panav ishiyam, and a malach from before Him saved them. Be'ahavasai, with His love. U'vechemlasai, and with His compassion. Hu ga'olam, He redeemed them. Vayinatleim, He lifted them up. Vayinaseim, and He bore them. He carried them. Kol yimei olam, all the days of the world. Zokta Mefarish was meintas, Bechol Tzarasim, Shevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, and all the troubles and the tzaras that Hashem brought on Klal Yisrael, Loi Tzar, Loi Heitzer Lehem, Kefi Mal Aleihem. So He didn't harm them, Kefi, what their evil actions that they did, Shayiruyin Lilkais, that Be'etzim they should have gotten such more, Chamadik and Malkas, Ki Malach Ponov, Shumi Choyel Sarapnim, because the Malach Ponov, the angel in front of Ribbono Shel Olam, who's Michoel Sarapnim, Mimashamshi Lefonov, that is Mishamshi Ribbono Shel Olam all the time. Hashiyam Tamid Bishlichus Shel Malkam, so Bishlichus Ribbono Shel Olam always saved them. Vakrihu Loi, but that's Pshat in the Pasuk, the Ksiv, but what's the Kri? The reading of it is Loi with a Vav, Lamed Vav. Perish, what does it mean? Becholzman Shahayu Bitsara, Hayu Loi Tsar. Kolzman, that Klal Yisrael were in a distress and they were in a troublesome time. So Lo Tzar, the Ribbono Shel Olam was with them. That's Ima Enochi B'Tzara. Ga'ala Me'etzara, and the Ribbono Shel Olam redeemed them from this Shas Tzar. But that was Uvichem Losei, who Ga'ala. But through the Ribbono Shel Olam's compassion, He redeemed them. V'yinat Leim. Saval Masoim losses Lamde Machsoim de Bonish Loilom was Soivel their burden to give them what they need. Kol Yimei Olam, Inasim Kol Yimei Olam, Achol Shnei Adoiris, and he bore them, he carried them all and all those doiris. So you see the chesed Ribbono Shlalom, Machol Tzarasim Loi Tzara, the Ribbono Shlalom in an Echim Tzara, even when Klai Yisrael is in Eis Tzara, and they're in Golos, the Ribbono Shlalom is there with them, and he comes up with them from the Golos. That's what we saw Rashi in this week's Parsha. That says that I come up with you part in Atam Nitzavim that Kiviyachol Hichtiv Gula Ba'atzmai. Rashi says the Gunsham says writes about himself. Yeah, I came up with you, came up together with Klal Yisrael. Why? What's the pshat? Because he goes down with them also. Here, what does Rashi say over here? First, he says before Hayoyim Kayoyim Azem means Shukayim, which exists. Umafel Umeir Kacher Lechem Kachosid Lahoyer Lechem Vaklolis Veisur Mekayim Eschem. That's Mekayim You Matzivin Eschem Lefanov and keep you standing before him. Pashamalus it says Piyusenheim Atam Reisem Vakoyimer. That the Rebbeinu Shem says I'm going to come down. I'm going to come up with you from Golus with you. But that lamaisa is the chesed Ribbono Shel Olam that he doesn't. I don't find the lashon of Rashi right now in front of me, but that's what Rashi says. Oh, here it is. I found it now. Baruch Hashem. Rashi says like this. That's in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph. It says V'hoyek yevoh alecha kol advarim ha'ele habrochav yaklol asher nesati lefanecha. It will be that when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse that I have presented before you. Then you'll take it to your heart. Among all the nations where Hashem Elokecha has dispersed you. And then Pasuk Bei said, and you will return to Hashem Elokecha and listen to His voice. According to everything that I commanded you today. Ata, you, Vanecha, and your children, V'chol Levavcha, with all your heart, V'chol Nafshecha, with all your soul. Pasuk Gimel, it says, V'shav Hashem Elokecha, es Shvuscha V'richamecha. Then Hashem Elokecha will return your captivity, and have mercy on you, V'shav V'kibetzcha Mikalo Avim, and He will gather you in from all the people to where Hashem, Asher Etzfitzcha Hashem Elokecha Shama, to where Hashem Elokecha has scattered you. So Rashi says on that, V'shav Hashem Elokecha, es Shvuscha, it should have been written, Hashem Elokecha will return, using Veheshiv rather than the word Veshav. So, V'Rabbeinu Lamdu Mekan, Chazal learned from here, as if it was written, Shashchina Shruyim im Yisrael. It means the Kiluk, the Shechina of Klal Yisrael, the Shechina of Ribbono Shel Olam is with Klal Yisrael, Betzaras Galusim, in the hardship of their Golos, Ukashinagolim, when Klal Yisrael redeemed, Hichtiv Geula L'Atzmai. Hashem has Geula written about Himself, Shu Yashviman, that He's going to return with them. That what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that we just saw in the Haftarah over here. B'chol Tzarasim Loi Tzar. It's all Tzar. What the Ribbono Shel Olam has, the Ribbono Shel Olam has troubles, and all your troubles and all your distresses. The Ribbono Shel Olam also has trouble. The Pshat is because He goes down to Golus with you. Because Shechina Shruyim Yisrael, but Tzaras Galusam. And because in Golim, and when they're redeemed, so Hichtav Geula Atzim, Ribbono Shel Olam says no. That v'shav shu yashav imoim, that I'm going to return with you. That's why it says v'shav Hashem lekecha shvuscha v'richamecha, like Rashi says so beautifully in our parsha of Im Parshas Nitzavim. And that's we see that the Yisoid number one from Naftira, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is tzar when Klal Yisrael is in tzar, b'chol tzarasim loy tzar. And then we also see the chesed of Ribbono Shel Olam, even though Klal Yisrael is not roi for geula, nevertheless the Ribbono Shel Olam still redeems them. And with that, Rabbi Yisai, we finish the Haftira from Parshas Nitzavim. Thank you.